Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
I'm chasing the heart of God. I'm not chasing ministry. I'm not chasing church growth. I'm not chasing fame and fortune in the religious world. That's not what I'm chasing. I'm chasing the heart of God. Now, if you go with me, this is what I promise you. In verse 37, there arose a great storm. Anyone who joins me in chasing the heart of God, you're going to catch hell. I'm catching it. But that does not prevent me from chasing it. There are some storms in your life. Now, as a child, I did this often. As a child, I would go out into stormy weather and walk in it and try to push through the wind. You see, now I just put my umbrella down and get one of those big golf umbrellas, one that can take it. I don't like my umbrella being pulled the other side, you know, inside out, as they say. So in other words, because I know that there's trouble coming, I prepare for it. If you are chasing God, just prepare for trouble. It's coming. It's coming. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to reach out and get an umbrella. That umbrella might be a brother or sister in Christ who'll pray for you, who'll give you a word of encouragement, but you ought to just realize there's a storm coming. But the storm has a purpose, and I love this purpose. There were two major storms that Matthew tells us about. Mark tells us about them too, but in a very different way. But there were two storms. This was one of the storms. In fact, this was the first one. This was the first storm. And this storm, if you notice what it says, and he was in the back of the ship. This is the first storm. He's in the back of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and they said, Master, don't you care that we perish? And he arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And then he turns to them and says, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And listen to what they said. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? So this storm, this first storm, was to give them a new view of Jesus. Because the second storm, he wasn't even on the boat. He walked on the sea. Now, based on the strength of the first storm, they should have been able to handle the second storm with a little more faith. But they were just as scared in the second storm as they were in the first. What does it mean? That they didn't fully understand the purpose of the first storm. Jesus was on the boat, metaphorically, he's in your life. You can touch him. You can hear from him. You can feel him, right? Storm come. You just reach inside and talk to him. But the second storm, you can't feel him. You can't touch him. You almost feel like you're not even saved. Then the storm hits you. You've got to stand on what you know about him. You've got to say, Lord, even though I can't feel you, I know you're here. Okay, if your view of God is small, then that's how you'll react to him. So the trial and the test that he sends your way is designed to enlarge your view about him. You don't know how big your God is. You don't know how big he is. Say, all right, preacher, how am I going to know? Watch. God knows your perception of him, but he also knows your capability. Your current perception of him is not an indicator of your capability. It's just saying, this is how I see him because I haven't had substantive trial. I don't need to see him greater than this. You hear me? I don't need to see him greater than this. But God says you have the potential to see me as a Goliath slayer. But you won't put yourself in the position to stretch you. You won't do it. So here's what you'll do. You'll pray and say, Lord, if you want me to have a new job, give it to me before I move. Now, I got to be very careful when I say this, and I really rather not. So you get somebody to prophetically get up and say it. I'll wait. But God says, if you believe me, you'll take a step towards it. Let me tell you what I did, because see, testimonies strengthen you. In 1989, in January of 1989, the Lord spoke to me. He said, come off your job and I'll grow this church. I said, absolutely not. I was making good money. I had the best health insurance on the market. Long before Blue Cross Personal Choice, I had the best health insurance you could get. My company had purchased best health insurance. In fact, when my daughter was born, my total medical bill was 45 cents because there was one pill they didn't pay for. One pill. I had the best. And so I knew God called me in January of 1989. I was sitting in the lobby of 2923 Suite 3, and he spoke to me. He said, come off your job. I said, absolutely not. By June of 89, I said, Lord, the burden was so real. It was so real. So real. I said, Father, I'm going to surrender, but I need to fleece you. And I know you don't mind it because you let Gideon get away with it. So I said, here's what I'm going to do. If my job gives me a 90-day leave of absence for personal reasons without an explanation, then I'll know that's what you want. I went in the next day. I said to my supervisor, I said, Russ, I need 90 days off. I need 3 months off. He said, okay. I said, you don't want to know why? He said, no. He said, just submit it in writing. I submitted it. I, Eric Lambert, request 90 days leave of absence for personal reasons. Turned it in. They said, all right, see you in 3 months. Spent 3 months in full-time ministry. Went back to work. They said, what are you doing back here? I said, this is where I work. I was only off for 3 months. Oh, okay. January 1990, third week, God spoke to me again. I said, okay, Lord, the fleece was dry like Gideon's and the ground was wet. It was time to make the ground dry and the fleece wet. So I said, Lord, let me do it again. He said, okay. I went to my supervisor. I said, Russ, I need 3 months off for personal reading. He said, okay. Write it up. Submitted it. I didn't go back. I gave him a resignation letter. I was done. But I needed to make a move. See, many of us, we go to God and we say, Father, give me this. And we want God to make our life seamless. We don't want the challenge. I believe in challenging the Lord. He said, prove me. And for that company to give me two personal leaves of absence in the space of 12 months without an explanation, with pay, I knew that I couldn't go back to him the third time. So on October 1st, 1990, I was in full time. You see, when a door opens, you've got to know it's opening. Now, I was becoming extremely discontent. The people were getting on my nerves. I didn't have the joy that I used to have in the job. So the Lord was preparing me to go. We think that the devil is just coming against me, but it can be God. Sometimes a growing discontent is God. Now, I know it's confusing the issue for many of you because you're sitting there saying, Pastor, you saying I should walk off my job? No, I'm not saying you should walk off your job. I'm saying you should walk into God. To huddle with him, to cloister with him, to stop making excuses for the fact that you lacked the courage to go in. See, when you don't recognize your season, you'll stay until you get discouraged, and then you'll come to those formidable words, I don't care. When I used to do marriage counseling, I used to say to the spouse, because I never counseled the spouse alone, I would sit them both there, because what I said to one, I say to the other. And I said to the one, I said, have you ever heard your spouse say, I don't care? And a few times they would say, yeah, I heard him say he don't care anymore. I said, then unfortunately your marriage is over without divine help. Because when somebody says, I don't care, there's nothing you can do for them. And you'll watch their behavior and their attitude. Then you'll start seeing, like somebody might say, well, I don't really care about, you know, certain things in church. Then you'll start noticing that the faithfulness they had for the assignment is beginning to go away. They're not there as much as they used to be. They leave now. They don't care who does Sunday school or Bible study because they don't care. Your season's over. Let it go. How would you feel if you went to your doctor in pain and they said, I don't care? Doctor, it hurt right here. I don't care. Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Don't do that. So why should God have to put up with, I don't care? Because I don't care what decision you make. I don't care what you do. I don't care what songs you tell us to sing. Oh, no, I do care what songs you tell us to sing. I care because I want to make sure that what I'm singing is edifying the Lord and the Lord's people. I may not agree, but I care. Now watch this as we move on. In Numbers chapter 13, it's time for you to recognize that the season has come for you to walk into your blessing. Now every one of us in here are at that season. Now how you leave this service today will determine where you go. Don't just treat this like every other Sunday. You are here today because God knew what I was going to preach.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org. Or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If you desire to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., and you are unable to visit Bethel Deliverance International Church, please feel free to attend a service at the Greater Bethel Temple on Sunday, June 11th at 4 p.m. For further details, visit our website at BethelDeliverance.org. We're looking forward to fellowship with you.